Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls across Israel, temperatures are cooling slightly. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy mild conditions, making it a pleasant evening for those stepping out. Meanwhile, Haifa remains comfortably warm under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports a grenade was thrown at a car parts store in Herzliya Pitwash, with no injuries reported. Also, Israel Hayom reveals Vance claims Jeffrey Epstein had connections to high-ranking Israeli intelligence. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel now controls up to 70% of Gaza, according to the Security Cabinet. Separately, the Times of Israel shares that Lebanon talks in Rome concluded without a clear timeline for IDF withdrawals, though the discussions were seen as positive. And finally, I-24 News indicates that Iraq has reportedly placed Hezbollah on a banking sanctions list. Here's what people are saying online. Minutes ago, Middle East 24 reported that former US President Donald Trump suggested shifting the fight against Hezbollah to Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharaa, showing frustration with Israel's tactics. Carmel Melamed highlights a rare moment of silence in the Israeli parliament today in honor of Uncle Lindsay, noting the diverse representation within the Knesset. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reflected on demonstrations in Tehran earlier today, protesting Iran's dire economic situation, saying it felt all too familiar. Now for more on those stories, starting with the grenade incident in Herzliya Pitwach. According to Israel Hayom, a stun grenade was thrown at a car parts store this evening. Fortunately, no injuries occurred. Authorities are investigating the motive behind the attack. Such incidents heighten security concerns in Israeli urban areas. Turning to Vance's claim about Jeffrey Epstein, Israel Hayom reports that Vance stated Epstein had ties to top Israeli intelligence. This revelation could add layers to the ongoing investigations into Epstein's international connections. It raises questions about intelligence operations and their global reach. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Israel now holds up to 70% of Gaza amid an IDF offensive. The Security Cabinet was briefed earlier today about this development. This expansion comes under a hostage release agreement, highlighting the fragile nature of ceasefires in the region. Separately, Lebanon talks in Rome ended without a set timeline for IDF withdrawals, the Times of Israel reports. Despite the lack of specifics, both US and Israeli officials called the talks positive. The focus remains on ensuring that Hezbollah vacates pilot zones, which could ease regional tensions. And finally, I-24 News reports that Iraq has placed Hezbollah on its banking sanctions list. This move reflects Iraq's stance against Hezbollah's influence in the region. It could have significant implications for Hezbollah's financial operations and regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business warns that Japanica branches are suffering from criminal conflicts, causing a drop in customer numbers due to recent violent incidents. Separately, CTEC reports that Moody's has cut Israel's growth forecast. The ongoing war risks are weighing heavily on the economy, although the country's Ba1 rating remains unchanged. And finally, Globes reports that Israel's High Court has suspended a new law regarding the arrest of Haredi draft dodgers. The temporary injunction reflects ongoing legal debates over military service requirements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.